A controversial old-growth timber sale in the Tongass National Forest has undergone a few changes before coming back on the market. The U.S. Forest Service removed some of the more sensitive watershed areas included in the original offer, which received zero bids back in 2016. So this time around, will the agency be able to attract a buyer? From Alaska's Energy Desk, Elizabeth Jenkins has more.
Owen Graham with the Alaska Forest Association says he chuckled when he saw the Forest Service was being sued over this latest version of the QU Island timber sale.
If somebody did buy it, you know, I hope they could make it work, but I'd be surprised. It looks like a loser to me.
A loser, in Graham's words, that he thinks wouldn't pencil out for a buyer in the domestic or export market. QU is extremely remote. Plus, the sale is almost half the size of what the Forest Service originally planned. Those factors, Graham says, make it difficult to turn a profit. He thinks the Forest Service is trying to supply the last few remaining timber jobs, but increased regulation has limited what areas can be logged. And he says the QU sale reflects that.
Now the industry is in jeopardy, and so they're scrambling around trying to find anything they can to keep the industry alive.
Buck Lindekugel with the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council agrees with Graham on one thing. This latest attempt by the Forest Service looks like a scramble. Lindekugel is a grassroots attorney, and his group is suing the Forest Service over the sale on QU Island. He hopes it discourages a buyer.
Any purchaser is going to know that we filed this lawsuit before they decide whether they're going to bid on it.
The Forest Service started preparing the QU Island timber sale 11 years ago, and its original plans probably wouldn't fly today. The agency has since moved away from selling trees and valuable watersheds next to salmon streams. It dropped those areas this time around from the sale. But Lindekugel says it didn't update its environmental analysis.
The previous environmental analysis they did over 11 years ago is stale and doesn't reflect current conditions, and therefore could not possibly evaluate the effects of this sale in today's world.
Today, Lindekugel says the north end of QU Island has become a popular spot to take in the scenery for small cruise ships. Tourism, he thinks, is a better investment for the future of the Tongass. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.